winning the championship and winning again is way harder than losing the championship and winning. Because when you win, you don't often change anything. When you lose, you change everything and you come back stronger.
Right.
That's why a loss is so important, as long as you keep going.
I am not perfect in my relationship or in fitness or in business. I'm better than I used to be. Mm. And therefore, my relationship, my fitness, and my business is better than it used to be. That's it. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm just better than I used to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 5 episodes a week, 4 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and I, and 1 world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. It was last week's Q&A, How Do I Get Next Level Mentors? Hopefully you consider us Next Level Mentors. Today, for episode number 683, this is our go-to answer for everything.
Or at least me.
Mostly you. It used to be you, and now it's both of us. So I'm going to beat this till it's a dead horse. Is that a saying? Is that what people say? I feel like it's a dead horse. This might be me beating a dead horse. Alan and I were in Colorado, and we were walking into the gym, and I don't remember what we were talking about. I don't know if it was the team or if it was business.
No, we were walking into Office Depot.
Walking in Office Depot. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what we were talking about. I don't know if it was travel, whatever it was. Maybe we can't talk about it. But we basically said, like, hey, you know what, man? We just have to get better. And that's pretty much our answer to everything. Now, I understand you can take that right off the road. You can take it off the rails and it can make you feel very bad about yourself. But through the filter of, I am going to get better at what I can control. I always say this to Taryn. When we went to Colorado, again, I'll say it again, she literally was the most supportive, but she was frustrated that I didn't communicate it sooner. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to go on vacation. We were supposed to go to Vermont with her family. And I was like, hey, I'm going to Colorado. Not, hey, babe, I have this opportunity that's come up. What are your thoughts on me going to Colorado? Is it okay with you and your family if I'm not at family vacation? She handled it extremely well. And I said, honestly, I just have to get better. Like, I have to get better with my communication. This isn't a problem that's going to stop happening. Like, we're going to get invited to events. It's going to happen more and more. I just have to get better. I think it's just the understanding and awareness that I can. I think that's important.
I wonder if you didn't believe you could, you wouldn't even try. That's the interesting thing.
I think I'd probably blame.
And most of it is subconscious.
Yeah. And I haven't always, though. The thing is, I haven't always.
Let's go into that.
I haven't always believed I could get better. It was just a matter of, early on, I think I made excuses for, it would be like, do you even know what I'm going through? Like, do you even know what it's like to start a podcast? Do you ever spoken in front of people before? It's like, no, it doesn't matter. Like, no, she didn't sign up for that, so she doesn't have to do that.
Right.
Like, that's what you signed up for. So I think it starts with extreme ownership, number one. And I think it's the second part is, like, if it's your fault, I can't do anything with it. Just like we talked about on the responsibility episode. I haven't always believed that I could get better, but now for some reason I do. Whether it, you know, whether it's speaking or coaching or whatever, fitness.
Give me an example where you did, okay, something jeffed. Okay, let's do the time that you messed up a high ticket client.
Oh, boy.
And now you're getting high ticket clients because you learned from it.
Yeah, so I've told this a few times. I was on the phone with somebody who's a multi millionaire, plenty of money, flowing like the salmon of the Capistrano,
as they say.
If Alan and I are a little goofy, it's because we just did our meetup Monday right before we're recording this episode.
It's a live podcast.
That is my bad. I haven't got the memo, even though we created the memo. So I'm on the phone with this person, and I say, okay, it's cost $1,500 a month for what you want. And they sent me an email back like, hey, can we do $1,000? And I was like, honestly, no. $1,500 or nothing. And
They chose nothing.
At this point, I had gotten my first high ticket client for $1,500 a month. So I was like, oh, okay, that's what it is now. That's who I am. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
And honestly, I texted you and said, hey, what do you think? This is what he's saying. And you said, you're taking a risk if you have any argument here. And I said, I'm going to do it anyway. Because
he was offering other things too.
Yeah.
He was offering to give us a shout out on his show. There was a lot
and
of other...
And he's very well connected.
Yeah.
He's exactly. very well connected.
And there would have been a lot of referrals, blah, blah, blah.
So I lost it. Gone. Sale gone. Never messaged me back after that. Like, mm-hmm. this was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago at this point. And it was frustrating, but it was one of those... I just have to learn from it. Like, what did I do wrong? Like, what did I do wrong that I could have done better? I can get better from this. I think it's like fitness has really jumped off the page recently for me in terms of this, because the more time I put into fitness, the better I get. I'm doing different exercises that I've never felt before. My mobility is way better than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. I'm squatting with no knee pain. Like, my shoulder feels good. Why am I getting better? It's because I'm putting effort, intentional effort into it. The most effort I've ever put in. I don't think it's any coincidence that I'm getting better results.
You know what else is still paying off? Who's the guy that you watched religiously for like a...
Athlean X.
Athlean X, yeah. You learned a lot there.
I did.
And that's still paying dividends.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So, okay, a couple questions. Number one, why... If a listener is out there right now, like, yeah, I get it. You guys want to get better. Why does that matter? And how do I adopt that mentality?
Stop personalizing the losses that you take. And when I say personalizing, I mean don't assume that the quote-unquote failure you had is a representation of what's possible for you. Like, the movement family was a speech Alan and I got invited to do. I bombed and I did terrible. Like, I made the kids do push-ups because I was like, I'm out of shit. So I'm just, let's bump out some push-ups. What are your thoughts?
That's funny.
And then I had a kid come up and speak, which honestly I think was impactful. Mm-hmm. But that was a pressure stress move of like, yo, get up here and speak. You want to speak? Come speak. I realized that, like, yeah, it sucked. It wasn't great. Probably the worst speech I've ever given. But it's only the worst speech I've ever given if I go do another one and improve on it. Like, what did I learn from this? Not how did it go? I was listening to Stretch, a book that Alan suggested, and I don't remember who it was. It might have been Miles Davis. It was one of the most famous jazz musicians. And he basically said, all a performance is a live practice. Like, we're not going to script it. We're going to practice in front of people. And that's how you become the best. We've really put that into our live podcasts.
It's a great frame.
Our live podcasts are different stuff every week. We try not to tell the same story because we want to be different with the people who listen. But when we have the opportunity to go do a speech in front of people we've never heard of, it's honestly kind of easy.
And it's going to be our bread and butter.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if that answered the question, but
for those out there listening, no, this is super important. If this actually comes down to mastery. Mastery is not a sexy topic, but like, most results are a byproduct of mastery.
Yeah.
So if you want to be wealthy, you have to master money. If you want to be in shape, you have to master fitness. If you want to have a wonderful intimate relationship, you have to master communication. You have to master trust. You have to learn your partner every day.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's important is this idea, number one, you can get better. Number two, every result in your life right now is in some regard a byproduct of who you are. I mean, and the choices that you've made.
Who you are and what you're
doing. Yeah. And what you're not doing.
And what you're not doing, yeah.
And I think it's important for, like Kevin said, if it's McDonald's fault, there's nothing you can do about it. If it's your mom's fault, there's nothing you can do about it because you're not going to be able to change her or him or whatever. But you can change yourself. I think that, so Lauren Johnson is, she's going to be coming on the show soon. She's amazing. We met her in Colorado. She had a speech, she has a master's degree in performance psychology. And one of the main things that
Works
with the Yankees, yes. Which is really cool. We talked behind the scenes about that and all that. So anyways, Lauren Johnson basically said, we all have a circle of concern. And she said, I want everyone to write down a circle on the page. And inside the circle, these are the things that you have control over. What you say and don't say. What you do and don't do. What you think and don't think. What you feel and don't feel. What you believe and don't believe. Now, she did mention you don't have control over your emotions, but you do have control over what you do about them. So if you're losing your temper, you can either go for a run or a walk, or you can scream at somebody. One of them is detrimental to your relationships. One of them is good for your health, right? So it's what you do with it. But everything, basically what she had us do is she called on everyone around the room. Okay, what is something that you do have control over? And you said something really good. What was it?
Effort.
Effort. Yeah, that was fire. The amount of effort you put in. And then what's one thing that you don't have control over? Let's just do this. So if you're out there listening, I want to do this with Kevin real quick. Okay. What's something that you do have control over?
Effort.
Okay. What's something that you do not have any control over?
People's opinions of me.
So here's where it gets muddy, because you do have influence over that.
Yeah.
So give me one that's more concrete.
Weather.
The weather. Perfect. Okay. How many people out there are concerning, they're putting time and energy into being concerned about the weather? When you have no... So it's interesting. I was up in my new office and I have these two big windows, and I actually opened the windows this morning, and I was foam rolling and I was doing Ramwad, and it was a really nice day out and I was in such a good mood, and I was like, you know what, Alan, though? I don't like that the weather dictates your mood. I don't like that. And I was having this conversation with myself. I'm like, if it was storming out right now, would I still be as happy? And I'm like, probably not. I'm like, okay, I want to work on that. I don't let the weather affect me much. I genuinely don't. I think that, but that's something I'm working on. So if you're out there listening, here's a perfect example. When it's a sunny day out, do you feel better? And here's a more important question. Is it possible to feel great while it's raining?
I love the rain.
I do too.
Yeah.
But how much of external things outside of your control are you allowing to dictate your internal state?
Mm.
And I think that's a really important question here. And all of this has to do with getting better, having a better mood, having more self-esteem, having better habits. So, okay, what's a good question for Kevin here?
Square root of 81 is 9.
Strong work. Strong work. So, what is one thing that you know if you got better at it, you'd have better results?
Sales.
I think you've gotten much better.
Oh, I know, but I think there's plenty of room.
Hello, my name is Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and I'm host of the Business of Happiness podcast. When I met Kevin and Alan 2 years ago, I had no idea of how much impact they would have not only on the success for my business, but also on my life. They've given me enormous perspective and true strategies, true tactics to take in my everyday business plan and in my life plan to make an even greater success. Kevin and Alan, thank you so much. I couldn't even begin to express my gratitude for all you've done for me. And if you're looking for similar mentorship, I highly recommend these incredible experts at the Next Level University.
This is another point I wanted to make. No,
like
you know how
therapy
people
session up in here.
I know. You know how people say, I'm not good at sales?
Mm.
It's interesting because it's like, compared to who? Like, you used to say, I'm not good at sales.
I wasn't.
Compared to what?
A successful salesman.
Right. But you've gotten, now you're good at sales.
I'm better than I was.
Would you say that I'm good at sales?
Yeah.
Okay.
Compared to the average, I think.
When did you suddenly decide I'm good at sales?
After I had enough proof.
When was that?
You wanted the real answer? When I could consistently get the outcome that I wanted.
It's interesting because you had to believe you were good at sales or could get good at sales prior to that.
I believe that I had to get good at sales. So one of the, like, the weather doesn't really affect me. I love the snow. I don't, when it rains, I open the windows. I love the sound of rain. Like, when it's sunny, it's sunny. When it's windy, it's windy. I don't really care. I do love seasons. I love fall. Fall's my favorite season. But I will tell you that not having money in my bank account affects me. You know that. At a high, high, high level, I think that that's naturally the reason I try to learn sales, is because the more money I have in my bank account. And again, it's to a degree. As long as I'm, like, quote unquote safe, I'm pretty good. But as an entrepreneur, there's been many times where I haven't been quote unquote safe. So I think that's one of the reasons that I, when you look in your bank account, you have negative $500, you can do one of two things. You can say, like, I can't make it, or I have to get better at this sales thing. And I started by saying I can't make it, for sure. And then I came to you, and then it became like, how do I get better at the sales thing? And then I just kept coming back and saying, like, okay, now what? Now what? Now what? So I think I used it as, like, I could get better. Because everybody else, like, what are they doing that I'm not? They just know things I don't, probably. Or they're practicing things I'm not practicing. So that was really it for me. And you'll stay in the game longer. If you believe it's up to you, it's just a different, everything is different. It goes from the end of the road to a new possibility. Like, every problem is a new opportunity, is the way I think of it now, but I haven't always.
How do you get that to land in terms of an example? Because I agree with you 1,000%. I just don't know if I have a lot of tangible examples that I can easily articulate.
It's hard. It's hard. I don't know.
Like the client you lost, now you, when you're presented with that opportunity again, you're gonna make more of it.
I literally got a client recently who said, like, hey, are we able to maybe do something for half price on the first month? Yeah. And I said, well, since I know, like, since you were sent to me by somebody I know and respect, yeah, I'm willing to do that. I wasn't willing to lose the sale over something I've lost in the past.
Right.
So I'm trying to think of, like...
So that loss is already benefiting you.
Yeah.
And how many other people, you know what I mean? Because that lesson's going to stick.
Every podcast episode, you and I talk about, like, oh, I wish I would have done this better.
Every time.
And it's like, I just have to get a little bit better. In the meetup, if you listen to the meetup on... So this is hard because we just did it, but this
yesterday.
Is Friday.
It would have been yesterday.
No, that would be last week's meetup.
Oh, yeah.
So if you listen to the meetup on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I wanted to tell better stories than I did. I don't think I did great at telling my first two stories. I think the last two were pretty good, but I have to get better at storytelling. It's okay to admit you have to get better. It's okay. It's okay to say, like, I'm good enough. You are good enough. And this is something that they spoke about a lot in Colorado. For the ninth time, I'll talk about it. You are good enough to get the results that you currently have, but are you good enough to get the results that you want? Probably not, because you'd probably have them already. That's okay. I'm not good enough to speak on stage with Tony Robbins yet, probably.
No.
But that's okay.
I mean, you could. You just won't do as well as he does.
Right. And
that's okay.
I have to get better. Yeah. I'm not good enough to land a $100,000 client yet.
All right, real talk. A lot of people talk about how you're good enough.
Yeah.
And you and I have trouble with that because if people don't understand what that means, they might not want to get better. Mm. Maybe you're not good enough to have an amazing relationship because you have to work on your communication. I think intrinsically you're good enough. Yeah. So what is your truth? Let's say I were to say, you're good enough to have the body of your dreams. And do you agree with that? And if not, why not?
I think you deserve what you work for. That's been my thing for a long time of, like, if you haven't put in the work, I don't think you deserve it. I don't think it can be that way. I don't think it can be that way because then everybody who did do the work wouldn't get any different of a result.
Right.
I think that's just the hard truth of, like, and you said it, I love you as a person. Intrinsically, like, I don't think I'm any better than anybody. I just think the results I have is because I've done different work. That's all. You know, and it was very obvious when we were in that room in Colorado that, like, oh, you guys have done 700 podcast episodes. Like, that's some serious commitment. It's like, yeah, thank you. I'm grateful. You know, but we take this very seriously. The only reason we have a podcast like we do is because we've put in the time, effort, energy, and consistently said, like, yeah, we have to be better. Like, we just have to be better. If we want better results, we have to put in better effort.
Why? I think that what we immediately go to, like, Kevin and I, if I had a nickel for every time we screwed something up and then got down about it, but then immediately jumped to, we just have to get better.
We'd be very wealthy.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest long-term advantage in the world, genuinely, but I don't know if I've ever articulated it well or as well as I want to. How would you articulate that? Because to be honest, I think that I was the one who said fail forward at the beginning of our journey, and now it's become Jeff and forward, and now it's literally a part of our culture on the NLU team and honestly, our entire community. Like, we have people in Next Level Nation saying, hey, I just got booked for my first DJ. Like, I'm just going to Jeff it, and whatever happens, happens. Like, hell yeah. So why is it that most people don't think getting better is the solution? Getting better is the only thing you have control over, like, in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think people link up failure with getting better. Dude, I think about this all the time. I genuinely think about this all the time. Before 9/11, you could literally bring a razor on a plane. Unfortunately,
like
took
a box cutter.
A box cutter. You could do anything. You could smoke cigarettes. Like, that was back in the 70s, I think, or 80s.
Yeah.
It unfortunately took a tragedy, pain,
yeah,
for things to get better, to improve.
Right.
The Titanic hit an iceberg. Has any boat ever hit an iceberg since the Titanic? I don't think so. Not to my knowledge. I don't know. Because those are massive Jeffings, like life, earth-changing Jeffings. You failing getting on stage isn't that big of a deal. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal if you have an argument with your significant other as long as you're willing to fix it.
Right.
And the point, the only point I'm trying to make is, through those massive quote-unquote failures, changes were made. People said, like, well, we're still going to travel in the air. We just have to get better. Safer, more technologically advanced. We have to figure out, like, what safety-wise is with metal detectors, right? Like, it made a lot of changes. I think that's what we're doing. Not nearly...
Just on a smaller scale.
Right, not nearly on that... I'm always reaching for the thing. I can't reach it.
I was on my way to Colorado. I asked Kev before it. I was like, do you think they'll let me take my razor for my shaving? Like,
right.
And I said, it was no, I don't think they will. It's interesting how at one point you could literally smoke on a plane.
I know.
And I'm sure some accidents happened and they were like, we got to get rid of that.
That's all it is at the end of the day of like, I don't remember who, if it was Samsung or whatever, their cell phone batteries were blowing up in people's pockets. They had to make a change.
Yeah.
They had to say, what do they say? We have to get better or we go out of business.
My mother actually just forwarded me an email that they recalled one of the supplements I used to take.
Which one?
It was a joint supplement.
Oh boy.
It was for my joints. And she's like, maybe we can get our money back or whatever. And honestly, I don't really care. But like, it's interesting how literally there's a legal suit. That's what lawsuits are. They're basically Jeffings that have hurt people. And now they need to make change to legislation, change to policy, change to products. Innovation happens through failure. It's this interesting, I mean, Elon Musk blew up 3 rockets. You know, like progress requires failure. It does. And the only solution is getting better.
And I think it's just an understanding of like, there's a reason I use those examples because those are life ending, world shifting. Mm-hmm. Like 9/11. You know, anybody who's our age will never forget that.
Never.
Never. I still see pictures and things about it. Like every year, 9/11, it's coming up, right? It's in a couple months. It'll be another anniversary. Titanic is something everybody knows. Like it just made protocols change. If you fail a speech or if you fail whatever it is that you do, you'll go back to the drawing board unless you quit. Unless you say like, this isn't for me. Just because you failed doesn't mean it's not for you. It just means you didn't know something you need to know. And now you know.
What's your 10-second blip before we go?
Oh, man. Just because I have to get better is our answer for everything doesn't mean it has to be yours for everything. Understand that you are capable of improvement, and oftentimes pain is the precursor to improvement. Unfortunately. Because you don't know...
What you don't know.
What you don't know. You don't know what's wrong until it goes wrong.
Most of the time.
This is in 10 seconds. Most of the time. I've said this for a long time. Winning the championship and winning again is way harder than losing the championship and winning. Because when you win, you don't often change anything. When you lose, you change everything. And you come back stronger.
Right.
That's why a loss is so important as long as you keep going.
My 10-second blip would be... I am not perfect in my relationship or in fitness or in business. I'm better than I used to be. Mm. And therefore, my relationship, my fitness, and my business is better than it used to be. That's it. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm just better than I used to be. And that's what life is.
Fire. Appreciate Fire. It. Ladies and gentlemen, up next, what do we have here? Oh, Alan and I were featured on a podcast with Dr. Phil, not the Dr. Phil that you see from ABC television or whatever it is. Dr. Phil Finemore, I believe his last name is. He's up in Maine. He's a physical therapist. We love you. We appreciate you. As you know, Alan and I both have spots available for one-on-one coaching. I do podcast coaching. Alan does business coaching. You want to grow, scale, monetize your show? Let me know. If you have an online business or you're trying to build your own business, Alan is your guy. We love you. We appreciate you. And as always, we do not have fans. We have family.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.